Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Welcome to Locked On Cavaliers, the official Cleveland Cavaliers podcast in the Locked On Podcast Network. It's a daily show, yes daily, covering the NBA champion Cavaliers and the NBA at large. You can follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Cavs and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboom, or Google Play. If you'd like to submit questions, inquire about an ad, or just say hi, email the show at LockedOnCavs@gmail.com. And if you're a fan of the show, please give us a rating and review on iTunes, as it helps other people find the podcast. Now, here's today's show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Locked On Cavaliers, the official Cleveland Cavaliers podcast in the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, I'm your host, Chris Manning. I'm an editor at Fear the Sword and a staff writer at Hardwood Paroxysm. Today, I'm here to talk about some recent Cavs news. Of course, LeBron James has re-signed with the Cleveland Cavaliers on a three-year, $100 million contract. He announced the move on Uninterrupted, his vertical that he has an investment in, that is run through Bleacher Report. You know, it offers, quote-unquote, unfiltered access in the lives of athletes. He didn't specify the deal, but, you know, he was very, I'm coming back to my hometown. We just won a championship and all that. Also noted that he wants the Cavs to go pay J.R. Smith, which isn't surprising considering how big J.R. is for the Cavs. And, you know, he's the only free agent the Cavs now have remaining. ESPN's Brian Windhorst was one of the people to report that LeBron had signed a three-year deal worth $100 million. Now, LeBron hasn't announced that. The Cavs haven't announced the deal as official. The Cavs will not say how much LeBron has signed for officially. It's just not something they'll do. They don't disclose contract information. But Windhorst is obviously trustworthy. He's a great reporter. And LeBron's going to be making $31 million next season. But in the second year of the deal, which is 2017-2018, he will make a NBA record $33 million. So next season, he'll be the highest paid player for the first time in his career, actually. And then the next season, he'll be at $33 million, which as of right now is the highest single-season salary that any player has ever received. Now, before we get into some of the details of that, and what it means for the Cavs, what it means for LeBron, just want to say LeBron deserves that money. He is the best player of this generation, in my opinion. He is the a franchise player. If the Cavs won them a title, he is, in my opinion, the second best player that has ever played in the NBA, that has played the sport of basketball. He deserves that money. There's no disputing that for me. He just deserves to get paid that, and the Cavs are always going to pay him that, so it's not a big deal. Just understand that it is a lot of money. He deserves it. It's the cap. It's where he's at in his career. He deserves it. What's interesting here is that it is a three-year deal. Now, I think most people, including myself, would assume that LeBron was not going to sign a more than a one-in-one deal like he's done in past summers. And that's because he wants to get out in free agency again, maximize when he signs that last max contract. The tricky thing is that there's probably going to be some changes to the CBA next summer. We really don't know. There could be a work stoppage like there was when LeBron first went to the Heat. There's all these different things at play here. So LeBron's contract covers his salary through what could be a lockout shortened 2017-2018 season. Again, we don't really know anything as of right now. We don't know what the player's cut will look like or if it's going to drop or change or whatever. We don't know what the landscape's going to be like. We don't know really anything definitively about the CBA. LeBron is really just making sure he's going to get paid that season and just make sure he knows that he's going to get a lot of money that season because, you know, he deserves it and he's a smart guy. Remember, LeBron is very involved in the Players Association. I believe he's an executive in the Players Association. He is a guy who knows what's going on. He's smart. He cares about players getting paid. And he's just doing the smart thing and guaranteeing himself for that season. At the same time, LeBron is also making sure that if he needs to, or if he doesn't want to finish out this deal and he can get more money that next summer, because let's be honest, the Cavs are going to pay him whatever he wants, and they should pay him whatever he wants because he's LeBron James and he's kind of done a lot of things for them as a franchise, like winning them a title and making them not irrelevant. He can cash in at that point. Now, at that point, LeBron's going to turn 32 during the season. He would turn 33 during 2017-2018. That means he would hit free agency at 33. He would potentially hit free agency again at 33. And he could probably get another max deal at that point, or, you know, depending on what the CBA looks like, he could. There could be different things. One of the things to note here is that there's the 36 and over rule, which is sort of convoluted. It's sort of hard to understand. I don't, admittedly, do not fully understand that rule. Jacob Rosin, who we had on the podcast before, is someone who even admits that he doesn't know it. I think he knows the cap almost as well as guys like Nate Duncan and Danny LaRue. So LeBron could, you know, sign a 5-year max then for whatever amount of money the cap is and get paid a ton more than two. He could sign short-term deals like Kobe did near the end of his career and just keep getting paid. He's going to get whatever he wants as long as he wants to be in Cleveland. Let's just be upfront about that. And it's for good reason. He's the franchise-defining player. He is LeBron James. He is going to get paid what he wants until he does not want to play anymore. There's nothing that is going to change that. There's nothing that's going to do that. For the Cavs, this is the price you pay of having LeBron James. I mean, and they're willing to do it. Dan Gilbert is willing to spend that money. And there's not really a way around it. Being cheap with LeBron James is kind of would not be a very smart thing to do. So to me, it's not a big deal. Now note that in 2017-2018, the Cavs will be at $111 million in guaranteed to just seven players. LeBron, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, Amon Shumpert, Channing Frye, and Richard Jefferson. Now, that's a lot of money. That's only about $11 million under the 2007 tax projection of $122 million. Under the current CBA, the Cavs will definitely head into the repeater tax, which isn't ideal, obviously. You don't want to be in the repeater tax, but Dan Gilbert's willing to pay it. But again, this is another thing the CBA could really affect. Dan Gilbert could lobby for rule changes with the tax. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that looks like, but it's possible. And you also got to think J.R. Smith might be on that tax dollar. Dunleavy could be on that tax dollar. Other guys like Kay Felder could count towards that. If they end up keeping him around, he only has a $1 million guarantee in his contract, so he's not really tied in a long-term way, and that sort of matters. So the Cavs are really just honestly spending a ton of money, and that is fine. That is where you are at when you are the Cleveland Cavaliers, when you have LeBron James, when you're trying to win a title right now, and you build the team in what accounts to an NBA overnight. They got LeBron James to re-sign. They got Kevin Love. They had Kyrie Irving sign the extension that summer. Tristan Thompson's extension came up the next summer. And they've traded for Frye. They've traded for J.R. Smith. They gave Amon Shumpert an extension. You have to pay a lot of money to really make that work. And that is just kind of a natural occurrence of where we are at. As a rundown, this is where the Cavs roster is currently at. LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, Mike Dunleavy, Richard Jefferson, Mo Williams, Kay Felder, Chris Birdman Anderson, James Jones, Channing Frye, Amon Shumpert, Jordan McRae. And then you add J.R. Smith to that, and that's pretty much what I would expect the Cavs roster to look like come the start of the season. I don't really know what J.R. is going to sign for, but you know, we're getting to the point where I'd expect it to get done a little bit sooner rather than later. LeBron wants it done. I have said this on several podcasts. I do not think a team is going to throw a bunch of money at J.R. Smith at this point in free agency. It doesn't make sense. I don't see the point. I just don't see it being a realistic option. And the Cavs are just such a good fit for him in terms of being the right culture, giving the opportunity to just really maximize what he does well as a shooter. And it just makes too much sense for me that J.R. is going to be back. We'll just see when it is, how much that contract's for, and you know how many years he's guaranteed, how many dollars are guaranteed, if there's a team option, if there's a player option, whatever there may be. We're going to have to see what that is, and you know it's going to be interesting to see what that ends up being. But again, the Cavs are just in that position. That is a reality of the situation. Just to kind of wrap this segment up, LeBron James. And again, LeBron James is now the highest paid player in the NBA. Mike Conley was for a minute, but LeBron deserves it. He's the best player in the league. And at $31 million, he is the highest paid player in the league. Look for some more details about his contract to be kind of fleshed out over the next couple days. We don't really know yet. We don't really know yet what his contract is going to be exactly. But my guess as a general framework, because of what I already kind of talked about earlier, is that it's going to be LeBron taking it's a 3-year deal, right? and he's going to have the first 2 years he'll be here, and then the third year he could opt out and renegotiate. Or if he wanted to do a good, you know, he'd have the right to go somewhere else. I don't see that as a possibility at this time. We just don't know. And a lot could change with the CBA. Just know that the CBA negotiations are going to be huge. They're going to be talked about a lot. And they're going to change how guys negotiate a little bit, at least some. It's just how those things work. Before we go into the Cavs schedule, which was released on Thursday night by the NBA, I just want to tease the Locked On Podcast Network. There are a lot of great podcasts going on right now. David Locke, who started the network, has a really great Locked On NBA podcast. He just had an NBA scout on there that's pretty great. The Blazers coach Terry Stotts was recently on it, and it's a pretty, pretty good podcast. I'm a big fan of Locked On Heat, hosted by Wes Goldberg and David Ramil. I'm a huge fan, as a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, of Locked On Bucks, hosted by Tampa Bay Times Bucks reporter Greg Allman. It's really, really good, and I know I'm biased because I'm in this network and I am hosting Locked On Cavs, but this is a great network. There are a ton of great podcasts, and I think you should all check them out. You can find them on Audioboom. You can find them on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever, and there are more to come. If your favorite team isn't in the Locked On Podcast Network yet, you will find it soon. Just wait. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the Cavs schedule. The NBA has announced the Cleveland Cavaliers' 2016-2017 schedule, as they've announced every team's schedule. The big dates that you kind of need to look at here, first off, Tuesday, October 25th, against the Knicks, that is the season opener. The Cavs also announced that that is going to be the night that they get the rings, that they put up the banner in the queue. I'm really, really looking forward to that as a reporter. I will be there for sure in Cleveland. I live near Cleveland, but I will be there covering that game. It'll be a huge night. You know, it probably cannot top what the parade was, what Game 7 was, even though that was an Oracle, but that is going to be a really, really big moment. It's going to just be another really, really cool moment for the Cavs. And he has Deli and Mozgov and Sasha Khan, and those guys won't be there, but LeBron will be there. Kyrie will be there. Kevin Love. It's going to be a really cool night. A really cool night for the franchise. Another really great moment for LeBron. Kind of cool that one of his best friends in the world, Carmelo Anthony, is going to be there for that. And it's just going to be a really, really great night of the queue. So remember, Tuesday, October 25th, Cavs season opener. Rings, banners, all that jazz. It's going to be cool. You know, then they play their first game against the Raptors is on Friday, October 28th, against the Portland Trail Blazers. Now, that means Damian Lillard and Kyrie Irving. Kyrie also has had big game against the Blazers in the past. The two guards are compared to each other a lot, and it's going to be really, really fun just watching those two duel. After that, Matthew Dellavedova makes his return on December 21st with the Bucks. You also have Giannis and Jabari Parker and Thon Maker and a lot of Chris Middleton, and the Bucks are pretty good. They're on the way up, and I like that team quite a bit. They could be a potential division challenger. They're not going to beat the Cavs by any means, but they might be able to push the Cavs. You may see them as a 7 or 8 seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs, and the Cavs could see them. You have the Cavs will get the Warriors at home on the first ever Christmas game in Cleveland. And that's a really big deal on its own, but it's also a finals rematch. The Warriors and the Cavs will be playing for the first time next season on Christmas. And no matter when it is, what time that game is, that's going to be a huge game. That's going to be the premier game of the day. You should watch that one, obviously, because it's going to be LeBron James and the NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers against the Warriors in a rematch, and the Warriors out of Kevin Durant. There's nothing to not like about the game. As a note, the Cavs do play the Pistons the next day, so something's going to tell me that next day might be a not-so-great effort from Cleveland. And then on the 29th, they play the Celtics. That'll be give the time the Celtics to really kind of add Al Horford fully into their lineup. The Cavs and Celtics do play earlier in the season, but that's a little bit later into the season once Horford's been able to acclimate himself, and that could be a potential Eastern Conference Finals matchup, in my opinion, between those two teams. And then Wednesday, the Cavs play the Bulls at home. I mean, Dwayne Wade and LeBron, there are other matchups between those two teams, but that's at home, that's going to be cool, just because Wade and LeBron. Then on January 16th, you have the Cavs returning to the Oracle for the first time. That's going to be cool. That's where the Cavs obviously won the finals. That's where Kyrie hit his shot. That's where LeBron had the block. That's where Kevin Love had the stop. Going to be cool to go back there. Guarantee that'll be a big game with lots of highlights and lots of talk around it. And it's going to be a few weeks after the Christmas game, and then you probably won't see those two teams play again until June, so make sure to savor that one. Then Tuesday, February 14th, and this might seem like an odd one to some of you listeners out there, but the Cavs play the Wolves on what is technically going to be Valentine's Day. It is Kevin Love returning to Minnesota. It is Wiggins against LeBron. There's Wiggins against the team that drafted him and then traded him before he played a game. And the Wolves, as a lot of people know, are an up-and-coming team. They have Tibbs now coaching. They have Karl Anthony Towns. They have Wiggins. They have Zach LaVine. They got Chris Dunn out of Providence. I love Ricky Rubio. They have Gorgui Dieng. They have a really, really nice team. They're on the up-and-up. And it'll just be cool to see those guys play. They have former champs. Yeah, they do. And just another one on the schedule to note, the Cavs do play the Wizards on March 25th. That could be another Eastern Conference playoff matchup, just cool to note. And then the Cavs' last five games at Boston play the Hawks two times in a row, one in Cleveland, one in Atlanta, play at Miami, and then finish at home against the Toronto Raptors on April 12th. That is a brief look at the schedule. There's a little post on it up at fearthesword.com, so you can check that out. And just a couple by-the-numbers notes about the schedule. The Cavs will play 34 overall games on national television, as noted by Locked On Knicks host Jared Dubin, so thanks to Jared for pointing that out. And here's the breakdown. 10 games on ESPN, 9 on TNT, 6 on ABC, 9 on NBA TV, 34 overall, again, on national television. And that is second only to the Warriors, who are going to play 37 games on national television next year because they obviously added Kevin Durant on are a team that people are just going to want to see a lot and have a lot of mainstream appeal, so duh, they're going to be on national television. So that is it for today's podcast. A little programming note here. I just want to apologize if the audio quality isn't up to our normal standards. I'm obviously recording this solo, so I don't have our normal Skype recording. And I'm also in between mics right now. I had a little issue with a cord, so I'm just kind of recording this openly on my Mac. My next week, if I do another solo pod or if I have another guest on, it'll be back to our normal level of quality audio, because I know as a frequent podcast listener myself, really, really good audio matters, and I just want to make sure you guys are getting the type of audio you deserve as listeners. So as always, I'm Chris Manning. You can find me on Twitter at CWMWrites. You can find the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Cavs. Make sure you can find us on iTunes by searching Locked On Cavaliers. You can find us on Stitcher, Google Play. Audio Boom is also a great place to find us. You can download any episode there, add it to iTunes via there, do whatever you want. Audio Boom is a great platform. I know I have some listeners out there who prefer SoundCloud. Have asked me, when is the podcast going on SoundCloud? I just go to Audio Boom. Audio Boom is great. Audio Boom will get the job done. I promise you will not be disappointed. And please, if you like the show, please give us a rating and review on iTunes, as it helps people find us. If you have any questions, want to send a question to a future mailbag, make sure to email the podcast at lockedoncavs@gmail.com. Just a little teaser for next week. I will be doing a Olympics Kyrie Irving-centric re-up for Monday. And then Thursday of next week, I have an interview with one Greg Campy, who, if you don't know who that is, he is the head coach at Oakland University. And that is, of course, where Cavs rookie Kay Felder played 3 years of college basketball. I had the pleasure of talking to Greg for 15 minutes recently, and he had a lot of really, really good things to say about Kay. He's very excited about Kay's NBA career, and I think you Cavs fans out there are really going to enjoy that podcast. So again, this has been Chris Manning. This has been Locked On Cavs. I will talk to you guys again on Monday.
With the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.